Good afternoon and welcome to Piaggio conference call for the first half 2012 results. As usual, here with me there are Mr. Colaninno, CEO and Chairman of Piaggio, and Mr. Gabriele Galli, CFO of Piaggio. After the presentation, we are able to answer to your questions, and I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Galli.
Hello, good morning to everybody. So let's start from slide number three. As you can see, we moved in a very difficult macroeconomic environment, but our performance was good. Going to the macroeconomic environment, the North America went up, the Europe further contracted, especially in Italy and France. Italy today is at the minimum compared to the last years. Asia Pacific had mixed trends. Vietnam and Indonesia were stable. Rest of Asia expanded a double digit. Indian two-wheeler was very good, with the scooters surging at more than 30% and the overall market going up double digit. Indian three-wheeler market shifted positive after a very tough Q1 and today is growing a little bit again, while the four-wheeler is still going up very fast. In this scenario, we leverage on our increasing exposure to emerging markets and on our premium positioning. On Western country, we had an effective management. We gained market share in scooter. We maintain our price discipline. We had an increase of turnover in Moto Guzzi double digit, 20%, confirming that the relaunch is being very successful. And especially, we increased our gross margin in percentage terms of the revenue from 30.5 to 30.9, which is very good because, as you can imagine, scale economies were tough due to the volume decrease, but we have been able to play a lot of action for productivity. In Asia Pacific, we experienced the continuation of our momentum. So we increased our revenue double digit, more than 35%, as well as volume. And we also had pricing going up, also helped by exchange rate. In India, we had a performance declining, as we expected in the three-wheeler, but we had a great start in two-wheeler. So the commercial vehicle went down, especially in some particular regional market, Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu, where we have a very, very good market share, and this impacted our overall market share. And in terms of export, we experienced some difficulty in Sri Lanka due to an increase of import duty. But also in this difficult situation in terms of market, we maintain a very rigorous pricing discipline, and we have been able to keep up our gross margin. In terms of Vespa, we launched the product end of April, and the volume are increasing month after month. In July, there's going to be more than 3,500. On top of this performance, we leverage, moving to slide four, on restructuring. We had a very good reduction of the cost base, which allowed us to increase all the key ratios as well as to increase the net income. So despite the net sales going down by 7.9%, all the cost efficiencies allowed us to increase our gross margin, as we said before, from 30.5% to 30.9%. We had some higher financial expenses due to an increased cost of funding and a slightly higher net financial position. But thanks to also saving in tax rate, we have been able to increase the absolute net income. As we will see later, we have been able to increase not only the percentual gross margin, but also the percentual EBITDA and percentual EBIT. In terms of CapEx, the development is going on. The CapEx increased by 62% compared to last year, and this led to a debt increase of around 50 million, which you saw before. What are we going to do for the next month? India, and we are going to leverage on a strong acceleration of Vespa sales. We are going to leverage on the new launch of APCD petrol in the month of September, October, leading us, enabling us to enter a very important segment which accounts for 50% of the market. We will be introducing the new four-wheeler with the 1000cc BMA engine, and we will be expanding our dealer network. Asia-Pacific, we are going to launch also there the three-valves engine, which enable us to reduce very much the consumption and increase competitiveness. And Western country, we have a very large stream of product, Fly, new three-valve engine. In September, we will be launching Moto Guzzi California 1400. And also, in the second part of the year, we will be leveraging also on the sales to Poste Italiane. In the first half, we only leverage by some 1,000 euros. Moving to slide six, very quickly. You see the key numbers, so sales down by 7.9%, 7.7% excluding Forex. Percentual gross margin up by 0.4%, down, of course, in absolute terms due to revenue decrease by 17 million. EBITDA, thanks to a good reduction of cash OPEX, up in a percentual term by 0.4%, down by 6.6 million euro in absolute term. The reduction would have been lower, excluding the impact of foreign exchange, instead of 5.5%, 3.3%. Reduction in depreciation from 45 to 42 million euro, leading to an EBIT decrease of around 4 million, but with an increase in percentage term by 0.3%. This decrease, as well as EBITDA, would have been lower without the Forex effect. And finally, I mean, net result positive by 0.4%, from 4% to 4.4%, and 0.1 million euros, 33.7 versus 33.8 this year. A net financial position, as we said before, moving from 332 to 384 because of higher capex. Moving to slide 8, we can see the volume trend, minus 9%, made of minus 16.9% in commercial vehicle India, 17.1% commercial vehicle Europe, 15.5% two-wheeler Western country, plus 36.6% in Asia Pacific, with total volume going down from 346 to 315. Comparing this trend with trend in revenues, we can see some effect of pricing and Forex. So moving to slide 9, we can see that, the commercial vehicle India had a reduction of sales of around 18.4%, out of which more than 6 percentage points are forex due to devaluation of rupee, and the reduction without the forex would have been 12.8%. commercial vehicle Europe, instead of 17% volume, would have been 24%, and this is due to the mix. The market for Porter is tougher than the market for APE. European two-wheeler, instead of decreasing in parallel with volume 15.5, decreased only by 9.2%, and this is thanks to a very positive mix, higher displacement bikes, higher displacement scooter, and of course a very strict control on pricing and discounts. And then, I mean, two-wheeler Asia-Pacific going up by 38.3, demonstrating that the mix is not getting worse, as well as we had a good contribution from Forex. Vietnamese dong went up together with dollar versus euro, allowing 5 to 6 percentage point improve. Moving to slide 10, you can appreciate the EBITDA evolution from 121 to 114, 16.9 reduction in terms of cash gross margin due to revenue decline, but as we saw before, an improvement in percentage, 0.4 percentage point, and a strong reduction in cash OPEX, going down by 10 million euros, despite the introduction of new Vespa in India, despite the enlargement of Indonesian operation, and so on and so forth. Moving to slide 11, you can see the net income evolution going up. The components are the reduction in EBITDA by 6.6 euro million, the decrease in depreciation by 2.6, the increase of financial expenses due to the slightly higher total debt and the slight increase of cost of funding by 2.2 million euros, and considerable savings in taxes, partly due to the lower earning before tax, and partly due to the tax rate we expect by the end of the year being at 40% instead of 46% last year. Moving to following slide, we can see the balance sheet. So, very strict control on credit, going down from 177 to 139. Some reduction in turnover, but also some reduction in days outstanding. In terms of inventory, we experienced an increase from June last year, 257 to 287 this year. A part of that is due to the sales to Poste Italiane. Of course, we had to prepare the 18,000 vehicles, which will be sold in the second part of the year. And so at the end of June, we had around 15 million euros of inventory for Poste, which will be, of course, sold during month of July, August, and September. Another part is due to the internalization of an operation we made last year through the acquisition of a very important player of some particular technologies in the area of Tuscany. Commercial payable went up from 46 last year to 477. Partly because we increased the capex, and so we increased the gross amount of expenditure, and partly because we went on negotiating larger payment terms both in Europe and in Asia Pacific. In terms of working capital, as you can see, we have an absorption total of 24 million versus 13 last year. An important component was also other credit and other liabilities, which increased from minus 10 to plus 26. A part of that is due to the VAT recovery in India, which is becoming more difficult. Last year took place in the first part of the year, March. This year is going to take place either in September or in October. Then we have some other lower debit versus personal and some other small stuff in debit credit tax part. So going to the fixed asset, you can see the big discontinuity. In H1 2011, we had a sum of tangible plus intangible of 900 million. This year we have 954 million. So it means that we went up with our investments in Asia Pacific, in India, and some investment also in Europe. Then financial investment are pretty stable, as well as provision, a little bit increased compared to beginning of the year, leading to a net invested capital of around 830 million versus 780 at the beginning of the year and 775 last year of the same period. So the equity stood pretty stable. As you know, we distributed this year 30 million of dividends, and we had a buyback of around buyback of shares of around 2.5 million. So the equity is stable compared both beginning of 2012 and 30 of June of 2011. And so the increase of net invested capital went on the net financial position, increasing from 332 last year June to 384 this year June. Moving to the following and last slide, you can see the flow. Basically, this year we had an operating cash flow increasing from 68 million last year to 79 million. Last year there was also the utilization of some provision, not more necessary on the balance sheet. This year, no utilization of provision. And so this allowed this 10 million of improvement at similar level of net result. In terms of working capital, the components we explained before, warehouses and other credit, other payable, other receivable, absorbed 15 million euros, while last year we released 21 million. So a similar pattern would be possible, and we are looking to reach it in the second part of the year. CapEx very much increasing, including in these 78 million euros. You have also the acquisition of the company we mentioned before, which accounted for around 13 million euros in total and 10 million euros in terms of CapEx. So the total CapEx went up from 48 million last year to 78, out of which 10 million are represented by this acquisition of company. Then finally, we have a change in equity and other higher than last year. First of all, because of higher dividend from 25.7 million to 29.9 million. Secondly, higher buyback of shares from zero last year to 2.4 million this year. And then, I mean, there are, of course, all the other valuation of equity part, especially adjusted for Forex. So the presentation is there. Any question is very well welcome.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Mrs. Bosio, your question, please.
Good evening. Good morning, everyone. I would have three questions. The first one is regarding Asia Pacific for two wheels. In the first half, the growth was 36.6% in terms of volumes. Could you please just give us a breakdown between Vietnam and Indonesia? And could you please tell us if you expect the same growth trend also in the second part of the year? Because my perception is that this growth trend might slightly decline in the second half of the year. And the second question is very quickly regarding restructuring cost. Could you please tell us the total restructuring cost accounted in first half results? And the third question is a little bit more tricky. Let's say that given the crisis in Europe, we cannot assume, we cannot rely on the old business plan, at least at the top line level. I was wondering if you have elaborate a worst case scenario, or I can try to I will try to explain. If market condition remain unchanged, do you believe that the company will be able to increase its EBITDA results year on year in absolute terms? Or if you have elaborate any other scenario, it would be welcome if you can share with us. And it's finished. Okay.
Okay. So Asia Pacific, last year we were at 37,200 units, made of 29,000 Vietnam, 4.4 Indonesia, 7.7 rest of Asia. The growth led the volume to 50.8. The 50.8 are around 33,000 in Vietnam, meaning that we had a growth of around 14%, 6,300 in Indonesia, meaning that we have an infinite growth because we were very much close to zero last year, and a very good growth as well in the rest of the region, Australia, Thailand, Japan, going up from the 7,700 last year to 11,500 this year, meaning a 49% growth. Last year, if you want some indication for the rest of the year, I mean, last year, third quarter was very high, fourth quarter was very high for the launch of Indonesia and also for the entering of Thailand. So, I mean, this year, the third and fourth quarter will be very good, but the kind of growth we will be looking at will not be as high as the current 32%, because, I mean, we are going to compare good performance versus very good performance we had last year. So I want to say that the three and the fourth quarter will be up, but not as much as the 33% you are seeing. In the second part of the year, especially in the fourth quarter, We will be launching the new Vespa in Vietnam with a new engine, and so probably the third quarter will be a little bit lower than the fourth quarter, because during the third quarter we have to reduce the Vespa stock we have in the network to zero, and then we have to start the sales of the new Vespa. So the fourth quarter for sure will be better than the third one. In terms of restructuring, second question, last year we had a total cost of 8 million in the first 6 months, while this year we have 4.6 million in the same period. So we have a reduction of around 3.4 million. And in terms of EBITDA, the question is absolutely difficult to say. Just to give you some ideas, we have a very interesting graph of two-wheeler performance in Italy, and Italy is today very, very, very low. So I mean, is the lowest number in the past 40 years. Just to give you an idea, the two-wheeler industry in Italy peaked in the year 80s with 1 million vehicles only in Italy, then re-peaked in 98 with 950,000. Then in 2007, which is a booming year for Piaggio, was around 550,000. In 2009 was 500,000. This year the industry will go down to 250. So we are comparing our numbers, the numbers of the market, with the half of 4 years ago and a quarter of the 80s or 2000. Of course, I mean, the situation sooner or later will start to rise again, but we cannot say when, because, I mean, we don't have the magic bubble to see the future. What we can say is that, I mean, first half was very tough in terms of market, and we have been able to maintain the key ratio very high. So we have been to maintain a very good percentages at every level, gross margin, EBITDA margin, EBIT margin, net result. We have been able to improve the net result compared to last year, and especially we have been investing for the future. So we are not saying we obtained this result, but we had to cut everything. No. This result include expenses to launch the new Vespa in India, expenses to finish the CapEx for new products and for new plants in India and Vietnam. So, I mean, we can say that is true productivity coupled with new OPEX and CAPEX to foster the business. So we are not very much worried for the future, because, I mean, after year 2012, there will be 2013, 2014. And but we cannot tell you, okay, last year you made 200 million EBITDA, this year is going to be 205, 206, 207.
Okay.
At the moment, we are 4 million behind, but we're 6 million behind, but we have a lot of positive items for the third and fourth quarter. The positive items are, as we said before, I mean, the new Vespa in India, the new upper city packs in India, the new four-wheeler in India with the BNA engine, some new products in Europe, such as California, and some other products, X10, both 350 and 500 will be giving, I mean, the full power in the second half of the year. Some new product in Vietnam and the new engine in Vietnam, and also the big part of the Poste Italiane sales. In the first half, we had only 2,600 units, while the total sales is 18,000 units. So, I mean, we have something like 15,000 units already done and just to be delivered and accounted for. So, I mean, we are positive.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Giorgio Iannella from Chevera. Mr. Iannella, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm referring to your EBITDA performance. I was wondering if you are open to update your, I think today out of reach, 235 million target for this year. And I'm looking for at the current consensus, taking into account that your performance in H1 was -5 year-on-year on EBITDA, the current consensus would imply a 12% increase year-on-year in H2. So I was wondering if you feel confident about such a performance and then at least about the current consensus on EBITDA, which is at 206. And the second question regards your advertising and promotion expenses. Last year in H1 you posted 18.5 million. I was wondering which is the number in H1 this year. Thanks.
So, I mean, the EBITDA performance was pretty the same question as Monica Bosio. So, of course, I mean, the 235 is far in the sense that, I mean, the 235 has a very different hypothesis. Today, we are behind 5, 6 million compared to last year. Last year, the performance in the third or fourth quarter was good, but this year we feel that we have some ups compared to last year. So, if you ask me about the 205 million euro EBITDA, I don't see it. I don't see them out of reach absolutely, because it means that we have to do the same as last year, plus 10 million euros, and we have, the opportunity and the actions to reach them. Regarding advertising and promotion, we do more or less year after year very similar kind of expenses. So I don't have in my hands at the moment the like-for-like figure compared to last year. Then, I mean, Lupotto can give you the number in the next days. That should be very much aligned because in terms of activities, we did something more and something less. For example, more we did the fair and the convention in U.S., which didn't take place last year. We launched the X11. So, I mean, this year we launched the new Vespa. So, in total amount, of course, if you add up also the Delta perimeter, so the new Vespa, of course, the total expense is going to be higher than last year.
So, just a follow-up, if I may. Then you basically feel confident about a 12 million higher EBITDA in H2. So I'm wondering if you are counting more on the revenues the further cost cutting in the second part of the year. Thanks.
So, as we said before, we have room to increase revenues. So, Poste Italiane is 15,000 vehicles to be delivered in the second part of the year, which is around 22 million euros. And then we have all the products we mentioned before. Again, Vespa in India, Apepax in India, Moto Guzzi California in Europe. X10 in Europe and the US, new tri-valve engine in Vietnam together with the new Vespa. So, turnover is the first part. Of course, I mean, the attention to OpEx is the second part, as well as the attention to cost of the product. So productivity is as well a very important lever for the performance in the second part of the year. And I believe that in terms of productivity, if you compare our P&L this year with our past P&L going back up to 2005, we have been able to show a very important reduction in OpEx despite a very important increase in terms of geographical spread. So I don't see in Italy any other company as efficient as we are.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Gabriele Gambarova from Banca Akros. Mr. Gambarova, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I was wondering if you can give us an update on your volume assumptions for the Indian market in 2012, possibly breaking it down between three-wheelers and four-wheelers. This is my first question. And then I didn't get what you bought for 13 million. I mean, I understood it was a company, but could you give me some more color on this and on the reasons behind this acquisition? And is going this acquisition increase your CapEx guidance for 2012, or will it remain in the range of 130 million? And that's all for the moment.
Okay, so let's start from the second one. I mean, what we did was to acquire a former supplier in the area of Tuscany, which has been bankrupt last year. So acquiring this supplier has been very important because we have been able to internalize some sort of know-how and competencies, and by the other end, it was necessary because, of course, as you can imagine, I mean, we rely on our supplier, and if the production stops, we face some difficulties for a while, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. So we didn't want to face this kind of risk, but we wanted to take the opportunity, so that we decided to buy it. And the total cost of the acquisition was around €13 million last year. So it's a one-shot acquisition, so probably it is going to decrease some sort of other investment in the future in some other area, because while buying this supplier, we had also the opportunity to have some machinery. So we didn't pay anything for the goodwill, of course, because the company was bankrupt, but we paid for physical assets. So probably we can save something in other area. The total CapEx guidance this year is around €125-130 million. Going to the market in India, I mean, predict it is going to be a bit difficult. From my point of observation and our internal sources, we see the four-wheeler market increasing. Then, I mean, if you distinguish by segment, there is a big increase of the 1.0 ton expected. But I mean, this kind of increase is going to occur also in the half ton and in the 2 tons for sure. Going to the three-wheeler, I believe that, I mean, the reduction in the market we saw in the first quarter was particularly high because last year, 2011, it was absolutely a peak year. So it peaked ever in the history. We never saw the similar level of sales for the market. So the more we go on during the 2011, and the more, I mean, this single quarter high performance of 2011 is going to be spread over a longer period, and so the rate of decrease of the market is going to decrease. I don't think that the market at the end of the year would be up compared to 2011, but also I mean, this kind of reduction is going to decrease. Our key point on which we are hoping very much is the launch of the new Apple Pax City in October, because this represents a great opportunity. As you know, I mean, the market for PAX in cities accounts for 50% of the total three-wheeler market. And so by launching this product, we hope we can be able to gain a substantial share of the market. So the total market is worth 200,000 units. Of course, it's not going to be an easy task because, I mean, Bajaj is today having 100% of this market share. So Bajaj, for sure, will have some sort of reaction. But since, I mean, our product would have a completely new engine, very low consumption, we hope to be, we will be able to gain a fair market share. So for this year, maybe some few thousand units, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. But in any case, that's a great opportunity for the future. And on top of that, this kind of product is very sellable, not only in India but also abroad. And actually, the Bajaj is selling another 150,000 or something like that in Africa and other regions outside of India. So we are pretty confident about this product.
Okay, Mr. Galli, just a quick follow-up on this Apple Pax City, because in the last few conference calls you told us that you were going to introduce it on the market in July/August, if I'm not wrong. How is that now we are speaking about October? There was any issue in the development?
No, absolutely. So basically, we had to launch some few pieces in July, something like 100 pieces, because normally our launch are very 100, then after 1 month, 200, and so on and so forth. For petrol, July, some units, then August for LPG, and then September for CNG. Actually, we are in the homologation phase, basically finished for both petrol and CNG, so we don't face any delay in the production, but we prefer to have some accumulation of units before starting the sales. In any case, after the 3 months, it would have been some few hundred units, and Mr. Chopra, our chairman, prefer to wait to have a bigger amount. The other point we have introduced in this launch is the new body. So we were talking about launching the new engine now and then the new body with the new engine in December. Since we have been able to speed up the development of the new body, which will be ready on end of September, we also prefer to launch both new engine and new body together. So, let's say, in terms of units, I agree with you, some few hundred units less in the third quarter, But in terms of launch, we have to agree with our chairman in India, who prefers to launch a new engine and new product together end of September, beginning of October. In any case, it's a strategic opportunity we have to see. In this year, okay, it can be some few thousand euros. So it's not for the year, but it's for the future.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa from Intermonte. Mr. Villa, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon. A couple of questions on again on products. A reminder of how the rollout of the production and selling of the Vespa in India is going. Seems to be very successful. So just to understand if a target for this year of around 40,000 units could be achievable, and how we can look at the development of Vespa into 2013 in India. And again, on the same product, I remember in the last call we discussed about the potential of introducing the same product into the Indonesian market. I wonder if you can update us a little bit on what do you think and expect as a possible option for this product, also for the Indonesian market. Thank you.
So basically, Vespa in India is performing well, I say, or very well, in the sense that this month the sales are going up to the 3,500 units. And we plan to have a gradual ramp up to the end of the year. So the 40,000 units are absolutely feasible this year. For the next year, I mean, at the moment I have absolutely to confirm what were our expectations in the plan. So around the 100,000. Because, I mean, it's too early to say if it would be much higher or a bit lower. So I would confirm the number. Going to your second question, we are absolutely studying the opportunity to use Indian Vespa in Indonesia, and there is a dedicated team to this issue. It seems to be positive. I mean, the first result seems to be very positive because, I mean, exporting from India will have for sure some higher logistic cost and some higher custom duty cost, but in absolute term, it will be in any case a good cost, so a good price for us. Another opportunity can be importing the engine to Vietnam and then assemble the Vespa and selling to Indonesia. So that it would allow us to have a more competitive product by the price point of view. Going to Indonesia, the performance is probably a little bit behind what we were expecting last year. But probably we started too fastly, and then we started dreaming five-digit numbers very soon. What is happening is that the situation is gradually improving, especially in terms of sell-out. So probably the 13,000 units we made last year in 4 months, as you can imagine, added some units to the metal stock, which had to be decreased during the first month of the year in order to allow the dealers to have safer stock and safer financial. But in terms of sell-out, the latest number are between 1,500 and 2,000 units per month. which allow probably something lower result in terms of selling compared to what we desired, but in any case give the sense of a continuous growth. So Indonesia is still, I mean, a good opportunity and a good market for us. I mean, the market is in any case not experiencing any decrease or contraction, but is bigger month after month and especially richer month after month. So leveraging on our Vespa, maybe Vietnamese, maybe Indian, we hope to have great opportunities.
Thank you. Just to follow up, the pricing of the Vespa will be similar to the one on the Indian market, or quite different in the Indonesian?
No, it's higher. It's higher. I mean, Indian market also in terms of competitors, absolutely one of the toughest market in the world. As you know, we are selling at 66,600 rupees, which means 30% higher price compared to Honda Stila, meaning that the average price in India is around 700 euros, while we sell at 950 or 1,000 euros. In Indonesia, the price today of the imported is 24 million Indonesian rupees, which means $2,000. Probably, if we are able to reduce the cost, we can imagine to lower a little bit, but in the range of 16, 18 million, meaning 1.5 thousand euros. So something in between India and Vietnam.
Okay. Just the last one, if I may, on Europe. Apart from Italy, which is very weak, and probably July won't be much better than previous months, how do you see the other major European markets developing in the second half of this year?
We see much better performance in the northern European countries. So, UK, for example, is not a big market, but after some years of contraction, started to going up. Germany, northern Europe, Finland, and all the Scandinavian region is performing very well. France, mixed reaction, because, France some months goes up, some months goes down. Our advantage in France is that historically we had a limited market share in France, much limited compared to Italy, Spain, or Germany. And so our opportunity in France is to gain market share through products such as, MP3, but also through products such as the X10, so the new GT scooter. And in fact, in France, we have been increasing our market share, and so by 1 percentage point over the first 6 months, which more than counterbalance the decrease in the market. For Italy, the situation is tough, we know, we see every day. Spain, difficult, but probably the crisis in Spain started before the two-wheeler industry, so the decrease in the market is important, but not as important as in Italy. Again, in Italy this year will be 1/4 compared to 15 years ago.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli from Exane Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, your question, please.
Morning to everybody. Three questions. The first one, simple one, is about restructuring costs. I couldn't get the number of what is in H1, the total amount. Second question relates to the average revenues per unit in United States. Could you give more details on the higher price per unit in North America? It seems that you sell also aftermarket, higher aftermarket or other products, so if you can elaborate if this is something sustainable and what is relating to. The first question relates to the what has been the market trend in Europe in H1, because looking to your volume numbers, you should have decreased the volumes by 20%, so I was just wondering what has been the sell-out. Thank you.
So, let's start from the revenue in U.S. I mean, revenue in U.S. are going up because the market is recovering. We are selling more, of course. We are gaining some market share in the scooter, but also in the motorbikes. As you know, I mean, there is a big difference. We are the market leader in the scooter, higher than 50cc, while in the motorbikes we still play a limited role. And what's happening is that, I mean, on top of the volume, we are increasing and improving also the mix. So the bikes are higher and higher displacement, and we hope to have a good increase after the launch of the new California we will have in October this year. And another key point for US, another advantage, is also the Forex. Because, I mean, last year the dollar was around 140, and this year the average dollar is between 120 and 130. So, I mean, these are the three amounts. We are very happy because, I mean, we had a very good reaction of the dealer market. So probably in the past year we made some mistakes and also in the relationship with the dealers, and the dealer network stock was very high, and as you can imagine, this causes very big problems. This year and last year we have been able to decrease the stock to free up working capital in terms of inventory and in terms of receivable, and also to free up their position. And they reacted very well, dedicating more energy into the market. So U.S. will be also positive for the future. The market trend in Europe, yes, I mean, made minus something like 15%. So we have a minus 14% in the scooter, 14-15% in the scooter, with Italy at minus 20, Spain minus 16, France minus 11, Germany minus 12.5%, and all the other minus 16, and total minus 12.3% in motorbikes, with a very important decrease in Italy, minus 30%, Spain minus 28%, France minus 11%, other countries minus 8%, and a good, stable market in both Germany and UK. So these are basically the market trends. If you compare it with our sell-in, of course, the sell-in in our case went down in total item by 15.5%, so was aligned to the market decrease. But the point is that during the period we also decreased the stock of the dealer network by something like 15,000 units. So basically it means that through a gain of market share we have been able to reduce the dealer stock. maintaining similar level of sell-in compared to the drop of the market. So that's the second question. The first question was about the restructuring in Q1. So in Q1, we had something around 5 million in 2011 and 3 million in 2012. So as we said before, I mean, we saved a couple of million in in Q1, and then in Q2, we saved another 1.5 million, with a total gap at the end of the half of around 3.5 million.
Just a follow-up about the volumes, because looking to some calculation I've done, it seems that the only, let's say, EMEA volumes went down by roughly 20% in H1, as the US volumes went up by almost 43%. Is it correct?
Yeah, no, sorry, I was talking about Western countries. It's correct. EMEA went down by 17.5 percentage points. But again, in a market going down by around 15%, we decreased by 17, but we reduced the dealer network stock by more than 10,000 units. So that's the reason why the sell-in decreased more than the market. Of course, if you have an expanding market, you are increasing more than the market because you also have to provide the dealer with an adequate level of stock to guarantee the cover, okay?
Yeah, okay. That's useful. And
thank you.
Just the final thing about restructuring, what's your the outlook that we should see on the restructuring measures as, let's say, the CEO has made some declarations in the press, local press in Tuscany. So what's the outlook in H2?
The declaration in Tuscany, I was in the meeting with the CEO, was not that we were having any restructuring program. Was that since the situation was not easy, after the July and August, it would have been possible that we had started some cassa integrazione plan, which does not mean that we will be restructured. Of course, I mean, also in the second part of the year, our attention to productivity will be very, very high, and so some sort of restructuring will be absolutely possible. We have to finish, maybe not this year, but partly this year, partly next year, the plant closing in Martorelles. We have to also do something in Italy. So, I mean, restructuring in a moment like this is proper of tough companies, and we believe we are a tough company.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So I think that this answer draws the call to an end. Thank you very much for attending the meeting. If you need further information, you can call me later, okay? Thank you. Bye.